All right. Hello, and welcome to the February 21st, 2013 episode to announcements or presentations. Anybody on the board have any announcements that they'd like to bring up? No? All right. This is going to be a little bit quicker there. So we go to the first item. We do have the option of okaying this all at once, but I'd like to talk about the director's report, so we're going to go item by item. And so A1 is the approval of minutes from January 14th. Do we have any comment for the minutes, or can we move to someone like to move to? We have a motion. We have a second. And we accept the minutes from January 14th. We go on to the director's report. And so I don't know. Do we? All right. So for the approval of the minutes, all those in favor, who? We had a smoke. All right. Thank you very much, Marlis. And the motion passes, and the minutes are approved. We go to director's report. And let's see. I'm sorry. Did you want to? You just showed up a little bit late, sir. Did you want to speak in a public comment? I don't know if we have that on the agenda, but I'm sure we can do that.
Mr. Chair, we have the memo that the board is going to send to the City Council regarding the results of the street summit, so you could open it up to public comment to talk directly about that at that time.
Oh, okay.
No, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because it is on the agenda. I think that would go, because I also have some comments about that also. So it'll be a few minutes. And so with that, well, let's go to the director's report. And Marlis, do you have any comments? We'll start with you since you are our guest of honor tonight. Do you have any comments about the director's report?
No, I don't have any comments about it, but I might have some questions.
Sure. Well, usually what we do is we kind of go, we start on one side of the board and we move through. If people have concerns or questions about a different item in the director's report, so I guess that's what I was leading up to.
You should maybe start at the other end.
Okay, no problem.
Since I'm new.
Okay. All right, so how about we start down on this end? Do we have any comments?
Yeah, I do. I'm back on how to get potholes repaired by notifying the city. I'm looking here at street sidewalks and drain maintenance, and it gives this email address and e-notify me and all of that. So I went to that today. And it's no longer in use. Then when I flip the page over, I noticed that the city has added a new feature to the website, let us know. And so following that instruction, I went to that. It still doesn't say anything about streets. You have to hunt and peck, and it's still not clear. And I printed it all out if anyone wants to see what I saw. But there must be a better way to put on the website street maintenance repair, period, so that someone can click on that, fill out the pothole requirement form, and get it fixed without having to dig through a website and still can't find it. So that's my comment.
Okay. Duly noted. All right. And I think after our last discussion at that meeting, I think that's a good point. Okay. Did you have anything else that you wanted to bring up?
No.
Okay. Bill, did you have anything, concerns that you wanted to talk about?
Hmm?
Did I say Bill? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry, Richard.
Hey, no problem. I was wondering, where do we stand on the wastewater plant? Will we be hearing about that?
Okay. It's turned off.
Okay. I was wondering, where do we stand on the wastewater plant looking for the new site?
We're awaiting direction from City Council and the Cayuga Sanitary District Board of Directors at our JPA. As you know, there's a line item in there, the status of the wastewater treatment plant in the director's report. Talks about the Coastal Commission denied it for various reasons. We have yet to receive direction from City Council or the JPA on the direction to proceed. So once they agendize that item, and direct staff will be proceeding with post-haste on that project.
Do you have any idea when that might happen?
I believe they... understanding is City Council still wants to make these decisions at the JPA meeting with our partners to the north in Cayucas. And so the next JPA meeting is in March, I believe the third week in March, although there is a the mayor puts a item on the City Council each and every time on the wastewater treatment plant, and this next City Council meeting, they're going to be discussing some letters that they're going to be sending to state and federal legislators to keep the project in their front of them, so that when we go to request supplemental funding for it, everybody knows about the project.
Thank you.
Stephen, did you have anything?
Yeah. I was going to ask on the same item real quick, Rob, and that's all I'll beat you tonight on, or whatever the case may be. In looking at the alternate site location, as I understand, it's somewhere up Highway 41 east of town, or north of town, I guess, as the case may be. Was that looked at in the EIR originally as one of the sites that was used, or, you know, one of the sites that was looked at?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, so you have to actually go back through the entire environmental process in the selection and the permitting process.
Yes, regardless of where the site is, we'll be going back through facilities master planning. I can give maybe a brief rundown of kind of the steps that we need to take to move forward. We've done, I think, a thorough job of investigating all the potential sites in the vicinity of Morro Bay and Cayucas. So we have a list of perhaps 17 sites that do have potential for wastewater treatment plant. Council and the Cayucas Sanitary District Board will probably want to discuss facilities planning. And so we'll look at those sites in detail. We'll select a preferred alternative site and then go through the facilities planning and environmental review for that site, and then proceed to probably preliminary design. And then we'll also have to make a decision what method that we're going to use to construct that plant, whether it be design build, bid build, design build, design build, operate finance. So we'll be needing to make that further set of decisions along the way.
Well, I guess the question I have real quick is, based on the fact, if it is a new site that wasn't identified in the earlier EIR, does the 5 years still in your report still sound realistic for meeting the point of construction and operation of the plant?
I think we're going to work as quickly as possible, and it's a council goal to complete that project as quickly as possible. And 5 years is, you know, some of the initial direction that we've been given to complete this project. You know, we have some regulatory deadlines along the way. I'm sure, given the past history of the regional board, if we're close to completing a project as we get close to that five-year deadline, I may be speaking out of turn, but history shows that they don't fine you if you're making good progress towards the end.
Right.
So.
And if it does move, so to speak, inland a little bit, does it still come under the purview of the Coastal Commission?
In the vicinity of Morro Bay and Cayucas, the coastal zone extends quite a ways inland. It would be outside of the appeals jurisdiction, or their original jurisdiction. If it's outside of the city limits, the county would be the coastal permitting authority for that.
Everything I hear is hearsay, and I wasn't sure. I thought it might have been moving outside the city limit.
Unless we get the coastal zone, from memory, extends quite a ways inland in the Moro Valley.
You know,
as
more
you
than
get
I do.
North of the city limits, it comes back to hugging the coast again.
Oh, okay.
And then as you get south of the south of Choro Valley, it gets close to hugging the coast again. But
so it follows a contour back up Moro.
In this general area, we have the luxury of having a lot of area within the coastal zone.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mars, would you like to, or would you like me to jump in?
Yeah, if I could just follow up with a couple more questions about the wastewater treatment plant. Talking about the site analysis that was done, are you confident in that that analysis is complete? I mean, can you use that document to start with?
We will use the, I think we should make use of the rough screening analysis, but when we went to fine screening, there was a set of screens that was applied. Perhaps when we go this round, we'll use a different set of screens and a different, as you're sifting through these, using the analogy of kind of sifting through this, another site will fall, comply with our regional board requirements.
Okay. And just to be clear, at this point, you don't have that direction?
We do not.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Some good questions about the wastewater treatment plant. And, Rob, in the future, knowing that the JPA exists to talk about wastewater treatment issues, and as this issue is coming more and more in the next few years, is going to be coming around Morro Bay, will it be acceptable people come to PWAB as Public Works and kind of, if they can't go to JPA, and we can then send those recommendations or ideas to council who then can take them to JPA?
I'm sure that wanting to get more public involvement on this, you know, next path that we're taking, we'll be bringing the Public Works Advisory Board items on the wastewater treatment plant. It kind of depends how we pursue this with our partnership with the JPA. We might be working alone for a segment of this project, and we'll want to use the Public Works Advisory Board as kind of a sounding board on those preliminary ideas.
Okay, because it was brought up to me that an idea might be that, much like we have the tree committee, subcommittee of PWAB, do we establish something like a wastewater treatment plant subcommittee that then could, if interested people out there in the community, then we could then establish meeting dates. People who maybe watch PWAB or whatnot, instead of going to JPA, can come, and we could establish concerns from citizens?
That may be one way of doing it. Another way is citizens could show up at a Public Works Advisory Board meeting, and we would have an agenda item, and we would discuss the project, or a range of projects would be another way.
Okay.
Without forming another layer of government, so to speak.
No, you're absolutely right. And thinking about it, what I was thinking was this might take the onus off of a public setting where people might sit around a table and talk a little bit more freely. That's one idea. I totally agree with you about PWAB, because we're definitely not overly stressed here. But we could start to push that out there, because I know in the past 4 or 5 years we haven't really talked about JPA at PWAB, knowing that we have this separate entity. So if we start, maybe, okay, that's a decent idea to start pushing it out there and inviting people to come to PWAB, or agendizing an item. Maybe we can do that when we talk about new business tonight.
You know, I think I'm going to take direction from the city manager and city council on, you know, the way to proceed on the wastewater treatment plant. And, we are kind of in our infancy on this new project, and I think as we get more direction from City Council, we'll have a better idea on the path that we're going to embark on that.
Okay, that's not bad, but then maybe we can then push it out there to Morro Bay. For those of you out there in Morro Bay, if you have any concerns about the wastewater treatment plant, you're more than welcome to come to PWAB. And the more people we get to show up and express your ideas and concerns, we can see if it's viable, will be viable, to either establish, agendize a more pertinent item on the agenda, or maybe someday down the road, a subcommittee. Okay. Marlis, did you have any more questions about the director's report? Okay, my turn.
To make that a more efficiently operating plant, currently we can still produce more water than we can deliver to the system. So we need to replace some pumps. There's some chemical injection that's needed and some electrical upgrades that are needed. And that will give us, ultimately, give us the ability to produce desalted water from our saltwater wells and brackish water from our Moro Valley wells. As I brought out in the Planning Commission meetings and meetings with City Council, we had a permit for to operate our desal plant from the Coastal Commission that expired in 1999 and was never renewed. We still have that issue that we're working with Coastal Commission on to finalize that permit. They were surprised as we were, because typically they don't issue an expiring permit on a permanent facility. They typically wouldn't issue a, you know, have millions of dollars of construction and then do a temporary permit. They would probably deny the permit before they would do that. That's how they operate these days. But I don't know what happened in the early 90s in Moro Bay. So we are moving on from that, not trying to figure out exactly what happened, but how do we move forward from this point? And so our next step will be to get an application into Coastal, and there are certain requirements they wanted us to look at, and we'll get we've been doing those reports all along. We just never submitted them to Coastal along the way. So we have to address effects on marine life, which we look at every year, energy efficiency, which we're doing with this upgrade, and then looking at our complete water portfolio and showing the Coastal Commission how we're meeting our LCP goals with our water supply.
Could I ask a question pertinent real quick? Rob, on the you know, the desalination train, does it cost more to produce water from that than the state water project?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's very energy intensive to so currently our strategy is to maximize state water for a couple of reasons. It's more, lower than using desal water. Desalinated seawater,
right,
as opposed to desalinated well water.
Well water. Okay.
And there's a large capital project cost with the state water project. We pay the buy down of the loans regardless if we use a drop of water or not. So it makes sense for us to maximize the use of that,
right,
while it's available. Okay. So,
but it does cost more to produce.
Yes,
you are blending it, I assume.
Yes, just to get into the weeds a little bit on this, it takes 24 hours notice to when we talk to the operator of the state water project to change our flow rate.
Oh.
So water and put into the system and blend that with state water.
Thank you.
I was just noticing that it says that you are going to be revising the water rates later in this year, and I'm assuming that they're not going to go down. That'd be correct. Do you have any idea about what's going to happen with the rates at this point?
They're going to go up, or at least we'll propose that they go up. The water rates were last revised in 1994, and we're not meeting our required debt coverage ratio through the state. We're at about 0.77 of what we need. The state says we need to cover our debt by 1.25. So they will go up. We'll have to do a rate analysis and a Proposition 218 vote to impose those new rates. So this will be a topic at City Council in, I believe, in March. It's on the tentative agenda to start that process. Also, along with the water rates, we're proposing, because it's been 5 years since our last Prop 218 vote on the wastewater rates, that we look at wastewater rates at the same time also, because we know that wastewater rates do need to go up for whatever project that we choose.
And with that in mind, in the 5 years since our last 218 vote, and we've been banking money for a new wastewater treatment plant, or what?
We've been banking some money, and we've been using it for collection system projects. That was the plan, was to use some of this early money on collection system projects and then bank the remaining until we needed to start the debt service on the state revolving fund loan. I believe we're going to propose that we keep with a modest rate increase and keep banking that money so that we don't have to borrow as much in the future.
Well, with that said, in terms of capital projects, I guess, besides doing the lift stations, do we have any other major projects that might come up before, in terms of the water delivery system, before we do the wastewater treatment plant?
Not major in the same scale of the lift stations, but we always have every year capital projects, more probably better defined as major maintenance projects. Our collection system was put in the ground upwards of 50 plus years ago. Old pipes in the ground, we need to replace those on a kind of a continuing basis. We've video inspected. We've set up a our sanitary sewer plan has come before the PWAB in the past. This year we'll plan on bringing it back and giving you kind of an update, kind of a state of the sewer type of meeting, and talk about those projects that we'll have coming up in the near future.
And maybe when we do talk about that, we will then find out for those interested folks who want to find out how much is in that fund that we have banked away.
I was just going to ask that.
Yeah. I mean, just because we're talking about this and it's like, I wonder what kind of somewhere we talk resolve the outstanding permit issues. So what permits for what gauges, and then how does that, I know that we've had the nitrate studies in the Morrow and Choro Valley, does that have something to do with it? And if we're doing it in the Choro Valley, why aren't we doing it in the Morrow Valley?
Our water rights permit for the Choro Valley required installation of stream gauges on Choro Creek because there's a minimum stream flow required of 1.5 CFS. So we need to install a stream gauge so we know, because we can't withdraw water from our wells if the stream flow is less than 1.5 CFS. So we are getting those permits to install those stream gauges. Also along with that, kind of coupled with that, we're working with the property owners that are outside the city limits but are still water customers and converting them over to private wells so they're not on our water system and subject to high nitrate water when we pump our Choro Valley wells. So we have two property owners that have converted to their own private well system with their own private treatment system, and we have about 9 property owners left to work with.
I got a quick question, and just for my own edification. How many months out of the year do you actually get around 1.5 or above CFS coming down Choro Creek?
Typically when we don't need the water.
Okay. But I assume it's a very short time frame.
It's I got a report this afternoon from our geologist. They have a temporary gauge set up there. We're at about 4.8 CFS this month, or this week.
So it may go out to May or something like that.
Yeah, I think so. May, some years, maybe early June, and then it drops off rather rapidly.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that does all my questions on the director's report. Anybody else have anything else? No? Okay. So moving on. We move on to, let me see. I have old business, which is a review of Street Summit recommendation and memo to City Council. But we also have this report from the trolley season summary. Do we want to talk about that, Rob? It's not on the agenda. I don't see it.
Well, that was a City Council staff report that's attached. It's part of the director's report. Janine had an item on the director's report that basically just referred to this trolley report. And Unfortunately, Janine's not with us, so if you do have questions, I can pretend to answer it.
Well, no, I know in the past Janine comes and she explains it very well, and I know that when I just didn't see her here, I'm like, okay, well, we're going to see how this is going to be handled. Okay, so just to let you guys know out there that we do have a report from Janine about the trolley season summary, and it sounds to me like the trolley had a decent year, and that's good. So we move on to our next item, which is old business review of street summit recommendations and memo to city council. This was at our last meeting where we made street summit recommendations. We had a number of people from the public come. And before we go, we believe we have a public comment about this. Would you like to speak now, sir, or would you like to wait?
But I'm up here, so why don't I just go ahead? Okay, I want to make a comment with regarding to the recommendation that maybe people in North Morro Bay ought to assess themselves for their streets, because after all, you know, the rest of the city's all fixed up. And I just want to remind everybody, so we're thinking the same way, but who paid for all those streets in the southern part of town, the Embarcadero, you know, downtown? Morro Bay contributed to those, the property owners there, and sales tax and whatever. So I think we are a city, and I don't think we should put any onus on the people in North Morro Bay to create a special assessment to pay for their streets up there. I think that's something that should be paid for by the whole city.
Jim, I'd like to address too, because I think I was the one who brought up regarding the assessment districts. What I saw was there's several different revenue streams that were looked at that night, and one of them was to pass a citywide tax. And while I'm not against a citywide tax, the problem is you get into a two-thirds majority, and all of a sudden you got to find a coalition of the willing, so to speak, in order to get it even passed. So I was looking at alternate revenue streams because, quite frankly, I'm not sure the city of Morro Bay could go out and fund that. I don't think the roads in South Morro Bay were necessarily a result. There was extra emphasis put on those streets because it's the major commercial corridor here in town. I understand it. I wasn't there. I didn't make these decisions, Jim.
Right.
But I look at things somewhat as a realist in the fact that I feel you go to a two-thirds tax vote, I'm not sure where it's going. I think it's a good start. And if you could pass that referendum, great. I was trying to throw out some alternate means if that falls through, because at the end of the day, I think it was Rob who brought it up, is the ability to get grants at this point in time are between one and zero. I mean, it is very tough in this climate right now to try and get into the federal monies program or the state monies program. And what they're dealing with is the money they collect from gas taxes. The one thing that did get brought up last week, and I wholeheartedly concur with, is the fact that the monies that are brought in at this point are equitably spread between the two areas of the city. And I did notice it was put in the report as one of the
I think that's very important.
I do, too. I understand where you're coming from a fairness situation.
But I think we got to change the paradigm a little bit, and maybe we don't raise taxes. Maybe we use monies we have. Like, how about the $800,000 that come from the power plant every year that we didn't have a year ago? And how about the tax that Prop 30, and that raises $500,000 or more a year? And I think everybody in Morro Bay were all for fixing the fire department, building that. But now that that's finished, I think a big part of that tax money should go taxes. Yeah, I agree. I think you might have a problem. But remember, all those streets in the rest of the town that have been improved, most of them are wider. They have nice curbs. They have sidewalks. Morro Bay, we have narrow streets. We have more length. But we maybe don't have the width. So I think it's a push when you talk about, you know, what streets cost. But thank you.
Well, thanks a lot for coming
thank
and
you.
Following up. I mean, because It's very important. This is going to be, I do believe you're absolutely right, one of the biggest issues we face in the next few years besides wastewater treatment. With that, right now we have this agenda item of the street summer recommendations that we talked about and made at the last meeting. And if you had a chance to go through this and look at what we talked about, and we're going to send to City Council in terms of the folks that came. I know myself, I have a few things that I didn't, as I look through my notes, that I didn't see added to that. So I wouldn't mind putting it, see about getting them in there. Anybody else have anything you'd like to talk about this recommendation?
I just want to
know. Ron, you want to go?
Oh,
well,
sorry.
Do you have a copy of the memorandum?
Yes.
I didn't.
It was
behind your.
It was behind your trolley season summary.
Oh.
Okay.
The whole book. Okay. Yeah.
No. I do believe it's two pages long. Front and back.
Oh.
Your page 1 and 2.
I missed.
Agenda
it.
Item B1.
I missed it.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's totally fine. Richard, did you get a chance to look at it? Do you have anything to add to it? Okay. Stephen?
Oh, I just wanted to verify, because I just said this to Jim. Under number 6, that is the intent of that particular item, Rob, is that the monies get more equitably split between the North and South Morro Bay. Is that correct?
That's what we heard at that meeting, was to thin out the layer and spread it out throughout the city.
I think it does need to be made aware, and I think I did last time, the fact that the cost of improvement up there is going to be much higher as a result of the conditions of the street. So how far you get with the same amount of dollars is not going to be as noticeable in the overall scheme of things.
I just want to add something that's happened since the street summit meeting is we're currently inspecting the streets in North Morro Bay, and given the success we had with that, the additional technique, the triple layer cape seal, we're looking to which streets that is appropriate to use on those streets, and we'll be bringing that forward to council with a modified pavement management plan once we complete that inspection.
The other thing I didn't notice in here, I thought I brought it up last time and maybe it didn't fall into the recommendations, is if there is the ability to collect developer fees at the time with new construction to try and help offset the street on which they lie as far as trying to upgrade that particular piece of road. I realize you got to keep a tight nexus there with the property in question under AB 1600 fees, but I honestly would like to see that go to City Council, because I think Morro Bay is one of the few places where they do it on multifamily.
The first thing we should do is make those roadway edge improvements, you know, a hardened curb and gutter or some sort of curbing along there to control the drainage, which can be a major issue.
That would be one I'd like to see in here, because quite frankly, I think it is a revenue source that while you may not require them to put the exact improvements in, it could be spent on that street when you collect enough monies on that basis to make work done on that street.
Do you follow
the drift of where I'm trying to put.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I could interject real quick. I'm not trying to interrupt. Is do we need to make for like this is a great idea?
No.
But the thing in terms of making this list of recommendations, I absolutely agree with you that it needs to be in there. Do we need to make another recommendation to put this in here, or are you going to just do it?
What I think what we'll do is maybe if you have any things that we need to add to this, we'll make a list of those and then, you know, parrot those back to the board
and
to make sure that we've captured that, and we can maybe avoid bringing this back to PWAB before we send it on to council. And
no, I agree with that.
So what I heard on that was maybe not exactly what you said, but this is perhaps we could look at the requirements for those residential types, and either they have the choice of either providing those improvements or paying a in-lieu fee to
that's used in the same neighborhood.
That's used in the same
in the same
manner as what you would construct. I've worked for cities that you have that choice of either constructing those improvements, or if it didn't make sense to construct those at that time, you would pay the in-lieu fee, and once the city got enough money, then the city would come in.
You're perfectly understanding.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Stephen, are you finished?
Yes.
Okay, Marlis.
Well, I wasn't at the meeting, and so I really can't comment on what you discussed and what might be missing. The only thing I would ask, Rob, is I'm sure you've looked at your budget carefully, and is there any kind of cost savings that you could find that you could move into streets at this point?
We generally have our general fund is pretty much accounted for across the city, and City Council does have the ability to move that general fund around. But at this point in time, we don't have a lot of extra revenue sources, or we don't have revenue coming in that exceeds what our expenses are. So we would have to make a decision on what do we want to cut to move that money into streets. Although, hopefully, with the improving economy, things will change, and we may generate that extra revenue.
Thank you.
All right, Ron, you have a question?
Well, I have a comment. You were talking about charging for new construction and stuff. If we were building a track, I could see how that would be really effective, because you're putting 100 or 200 homes. But when you're building ones and twosies, it would take forever to build up a fund with onesies and twosies unless you charge each person that was remodeling or rebuilding to come up with any kind of funds.
A line item and clarify that on that item.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. And as I read it, I totally agree with what Stephen brought up about the vote, the two-thirds vote. That would be problematic, and I understand in the conclusion you also there's a recommendation that this two-thirds vote would be very problematic. So that was a good observation. In terms of the recommendations that I would like to see, and there's a couple that I think, as I just look back over my list, that I didn't quite see. I was looking for either A, the intent, or the verbiage. And one was, looking through the seven recommendations, was my idea and of establishing a list of goals that we want to do with our city's streets. And once we, and the idea is, so that's the one idea. So if we could add that, the reason is if we establish goals on paper, then somewhere down the road, when and if these grant funds open up, and understanding that they're very rare right now, but as Rob makes a point, the economy, if we listen to the news correctly, is or may be improving. Those monies may come back someday. And if we had goals, or was it in there? I didn't see it.
The only thing that Rick just pointed out to me was the goals are really established through the pavement management plan, and the primary goal that was established in the pavement management plan at this point in time is pavement preservation, is keep what's good, good.
And perhaps maybe I'm being a little bit too vague. I'm talking about in terms all right, maybe we change that goal in terms of maybe not just maintaining a certain level of maintenance maintenance on our city streets, but we maybe change that goal and say, this is what our goals are for the future. I guess, and does that make sense, or am I being too vague?
From memory, you know, some of the goals that we have in the pavement management plan are improve the average pavement condition index to 70. I mean, that might not mean anything to the general public, but we're at about 63 right now citywide. A brand new street would be 100 if we're looking on a scale of 0 to 100. So if we had that's a kind of a statewide goal is to, for cities throughout the state, is to be able to maintain an average pavement condition index of 70 throughout the entire city. I mean, we have streets that have a PCI like Panorama of maybe 20. Maybe there are some alternatives with panoramics.
And I guess maybe what I'm saying also, and I'll get to you, Ron, I see you, is talking about maybe a goal also not just of pavement PMI, but also in terms of perhaps a goal of where we go get monies in terms of developer fees, grants, power plant monies. You know, maybe do we have some sort of verbiage in there that we are more than open to going to get different kinds of monies?
The pavement management plan really, and it may be lacking, or that wasn't the intent of it. Yeah. It doesn't talk about revenue. It just assesses the streets. And, you know, each budget year, then we go to council and talk about, you know, where we want to allocate those monies from.
Do you use the PMI to, when you go, where do we, if you got a grip of money, you would say, oh, yeah, we have this much money.
Understand it. So what I'm hearing is as we get these different revenues coming in, then we would dedicate those to the next level of improvement, let's say.
And maybe that's what I'm talking about. Maybe a goal of funding. The reason why, because you're talking about grants, regular monies, unexpected monies from developer fees, perhaps, if we have a big thing coming to town. But also, I didn't see in here one idea that was brought up to me by a citizen of Morro Bay. He was talking about, in terms of establishing this account that Ron brings up, something like that, where we establish to accumulate matching funds instead of in-kind funds. Because when we go out and we establish this fund, and there's a revenue source over there, a grant, and they say, well, what kind of monies do you have? And do we have that in there where it says instead of in-kind, we have matching funds?
We don't have that specifically outlined, but I think we could maybe clarify that. Streets typically, some of the other, I'll give you the example of an enterprise fund, like the water fund. We take in rates. The majority of it goes to operations and purchase of water, but some of that gets dedicated to the water, what's called the water accumulation fund, so that we can accumulate funds for larger projects. Typically, these general fund type activities don't have their own accumulation fund. I don't know if I'm hearing this, but let me just put it out there. Are you suggesting we establish a streets accumulation fund?
We're getting close. I'm so sorry I'm talking around it. I'm an English teacher, not an engineer. So maybe this idea of creating the streets matching funds, because then as we get new construction, or if we somehow apply for a grant, as our folks in engineering can apply for grants, or we get developer fees, grants, power plant monies, and we develop. But isn't it important? And it was brought up to me that it was important to call these matching funds instead of in kind. So if we establish that fund, because when we go out, it was brought up to me, and a fellow said, "Look, it's important when you go after these grants to have matching funds instead of in kind funds that grant." People who are having the grants to give want to, and it's there, they look more favorably on matching funds instead of in-kind. So I guess I wanted that verbiage in.
Okay. So let me clarify that a little bit. Matching funds is actually cash in hand that you would use to match the grant. In-kind would be we're providing some labor, not money per se. So we do a combination of both with our grants. The bridge over Morro Creek that we recently got some grant money for. So we have cash matching funds that we're responsible for, but also we'll have work that we'll do ourselves that we don't have to outlay that cash. So usually we want to maximize both of those so that we get the most we can from the outside funding agencies and put out as little out of our pockets as we can.
No, we're talking the same lingo here, but maybe if we created this street matching fund, but we just put it in there and into the verbiage of that account, this is what we're trying to do.
How about if we typically in our finance kind of parlance is it's called an accumulation fund dedicated for matching
much funds to get two or three streets up to 70. Don't forget that side of town really would like to see some improvement.
I don't disagree with you. Unfortunately, with our kind of modest funding that we have, I think I gave this example, and I'm going to generalize it right now because I can't remember the exact numbers. So we did about 7 miles of streets or so with our this recent budget. If we were to reconstruct, and that's what North Morro Bay streets need, at least in our current methodology. Hopefully that'll turn out a little bit differently once we get more detailed into this triple layer. But we would be constructing maybe a half a mile, reconstructing a half a mile of street in North Morro Bay with that same amount of funding. We, ideally, we wouldn't spread this small funding source thinner. We would get more funds to, because really, the little amount that we have dedicated from our variety of funding sources don't really dent the need in North Morro Bay. And we need to dedicate more funding to achieve that.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to comment on something said earlier and lay maybe Ron's fear about developer fees and developer getting stuck for some big amount of money. Generally, what happens with this, Ron, is if you're building a house that has 50 foot of frontage and the requirement of the city is to harden the edge of the pavement and minor repair, they look at that length, come up with a cost estimate of what it would cost for him to do it. Then the option is out there whether he physically construct it or pay into this fee. So generally speaking, it's usually a foot frontage kind of a situation.
I totally understand.
Oh, okay. Good.
I think what Board Member Burkhart was talking about was it's going to take a long time to get the enough money in to, like, do a whole length of a street because of
But the option is given for them to harden their front edge.
Yeah, exactly.
At least they have a nice stretch.
Yeah. We've heard that from people. Can I go out and do my own section in front of my street and fix that? And I suppose that option is out there, but I kind of resist the idea of, I want the perfect street in front of my house and don't want anybody else to have anything. I'd rather we kind of work together on this.
Well, one of the problems I see is this is a revenue-based problem, no matter how you cut it. And to get back to Jim Pauley's question early on about the assessment district, to me that's not a preferable solution, but it's one that may be realistic in the light of day. And that's why I was saying about trying to pass taxes or bond issues, and it requires that supermajority at the vote level, sometimes has a very tough nut to crack. And so that's the reason why I threw it out there. I wasn't sitting there trying to affect them in that manner. I'm trying to throw different solutions to the problem that at the end of the day, it's going to take revenue to solve the problem of the roads in North Morro Bay.
No, please, Marlis, go ahead.
Okay. You talked about what the goal of the average streets, that the number of streets that we want to have in good condition. Is there a minimum standard?
That maybe we could put on the overhead that kind of.
And I do believe the PMI is available online, yes? I thought, didn't we do that?
Thank you.
So that generally gives a condition of the, okay. Of the street.
But are there some that are dangerous where you actually should be repairing them replacing?
Thank you for bringing that up. There may be streets that we can't get to with a overall project, but every street should be maintained in a safe condition. So if there's potholes out there, and I agree with Ron, we should have an easier way to get to the website to put those requests in. And in an ideal world, nobody should ever have to fill out a request because we have a list established, and we go out and do the work. Unfortunately, this is not an ideal world. So we do appreciate being put on, being notified where maybe we haven't driven down that street in a while and didn't notice that pothole. So every street needs to be maintained in a safe condition. We need to, because our streets throughout most of the town are not only for the vehicles, but they're for the pedestrian too. Right. So we need to have that somewhat level walking surface for folks. And so safety is the prime goal.
Okay. And with that, the only thing I wanted to make sure that somehow is added into that recommendation, Rob, is about funds, as if we can put some sort of verbiage in that recommendation to City Council about funds as they accumulate or whatnot, these matching funds, that then, because when the grants do ever become available again, that we make sure that we are able to apply for them and be able to show that we've been doing this for some time.
Sorry. I'm always so good about that microphone thing. We can break that out into a couple of items. See where it starts, establish a road enterprise fund to track the annual allocation, dedicated revenues and expenditures. Maybe that needs to be not combined with establish a referendum, and that could be a separate item there, and it would be a little bit clearer.
I would have saved us 15 minutes to just say it like that. But I guess make sure that verbiage in there is
yes.
in there for the future grant writers to be able to put in there and say, look, we do have this.
What we'll do is redraft this memo and capture things that I heard from the board are something about development fees in lieu of construction established. Dedicate this a line item for street maintenance and the establishment of the fund that could be used for and track that for matching funds from the streets accumulation fund. We'll get that in there, get it to you to review and work with the chair, if that meets the approval of the rest of the board, to fine-tune this memo and get it to council. Because ultimately our goal is to get it to council before they establish a line item for maybe an accumulation fund that we're always setting aside some portion of the budget for these larger capital projects.
Okay, but capital repair should be capital repair versus maintenance.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you.
Okay. I think everybody's all right with that. Okay. And with that, we close the Street Summit recommendations, and you guys let me know when you're done with that.
We'll try to get this emailed to you first part of next week.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Stephen, did you have something to say?
I just wanted to make a motion that go ahead and make the corrections. If you could email it to Matt, I wanted to have the board authorize Matt to sign on our behalf to move this forward. So,
and likewise, if you guys would like to read it first, and you just email me, quick email me back saying it's cool, and I'll sign it.
We might be running afoul of the Brown Act if we.
That would
do
be
that.
A violation of
yeah.
the Brown Act.
Yeah. The way I'm going, I think, makes the most sense at this point in time, if I'm not mistaken, is that you're going to make the corrections, get them to Matt, and the board gives Matt the authority to sign on our behalf. That's what I was trying to get across as the motion.
I would second that motion.
And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And so I will wait for that email from you.
Thank you.
Okay. And with that, we go on to that concludes old business, item B. We're on to C, new business. There is none. Do we have any recommendations from board members about future agenda items that you would like to see? Not necessarily for the next one, but we can either have staff work on it or you want to bring it to the next meeting.
Well, I'm assuming that in the director's report, we're going to have a regular update on the wastewater treatment plant, so that will be a continuing agenda item.
Stephen?
And as far as
yes, we'll do water rates will take quite some time to do the study, and we just don't want to surprise people with a 218 vote. So we'll have bring this to Public Works Advisory Board. What we're looking for at the next at the future City Council meeting is direction to move forward with this. Once we move forward, it'll become a at least a one time at the PWAB. I'm sure it might be multiple times there as we're doing the rate analysis and bringing you because there are several ways that you can calculate rates for water and wastewater use.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe I'll let you guys say what you want, and I'll tell you what we have planned for next month.
Oh, okay.
Oh, great. Wow, we get a little anticipatory set here. All right, great. Did we have Ron? Richard, did you have anything that you wanted to bring up for future gen? Okay, please.
What we're planning to bring forward is our our forestry management plan. So we've nearly completed it. We'll have our Volunteer Citizens Tree Committee take a look at it next month and then get it to the Public Works Advisory Board in April for you to take a look at. It's It's been an in-house process preparing it, and perhaps taken a little longer than we'd like, but I think it's a very good product. Kudos to Damaris Hansen for dedicating quite a bit of time to that. And